What's up guys, BTC Joe, B comes easy. We at it again, second one today. This is the audio development journal number 9 now. I think we're gonna call it block size limit, question mark. I am Ron Burgundy. So we're kind of gonna build upon the other development journal, maybe a bit of work, and the one or two others about mining. So, and maybe a bit of work, we were kind of laying out the case for the scenario that supports having a bit of Bitcoin-like hashing base proof of work. In mining. So the way it went was like, say you're getting real popular and everyone wants your sweet sexy clout, and you know, trying to pay for your cloutreon, and they just want to get their hands on some because they don't want to have to pay for it, right? Bitcoin. So everyone's mining your clout, and you know, every clout mining transaction is actually a few different signatures, right, in your block, because they have to sign a hash of your block while establishing the time, and then you have to acknowledge it to actually issue them their cold coins. And then when it gets built out more, they're going to want to exchange that cold coin signature for your cloud token in a smart contract of the cloud issuer's choice. But so this is a bunch of signatures which take up space and all that. So the question was, that we came to, was, are we trying to save space, or are we trying to incentivize certain behavior in terms of mining and the rate of issuance of your supply? I don't think it's going to be so much the former, especially if we just do signatures and blocks. Then it's like, who cares about the space? We're really not having any problems with space thus yet. That could change. But so I think it's going to be based more around what kind of rate of issuance do you want to incentivize. So we talked about how you could have, instead of the Bitcoin time, average time for blocks, which the difficulty, you know, is based around and bases its target number of leading zeros for hashing around with the Truth Social Network, you could have an average amount of issuance transactions that you want to target. So instead of 10-minute blocks in Bitcoin, totally pulling out of my ass a number, maybe it's you want to have 10 transactions per block, which each represent 50 coins, and you could still have that asymptotic limit built in. Reality, it's probably much more than that, because you want to get your clout out there. But anyway, the point of this one is that regardless of what that number is, if it's based on a number per TSN block that you publish, maybe there should be some type of block size limit for your blocks. Now, why is that? Well, right now it's real arbitrary when you publish your blocks. At first, it was thought there'd be an incentive to publish them more quickly and more frequently because clout transactions would be based around that, but that's no longer the case. Your cloud transactions are going to be in the form of a smart contract, not the mining, the actual cloud transactions to pay for cloud trail. So the point is, at least if you had block size limit, and maybe each person could decide their own, but that is separate from the fact that there would be a limit of space, probably in kilobytes, because, you know, we have much less data than the Bitcoin blocks, but each person could choose their kilobyte limit, and then you kind of have a more standardized way of predicting how frequently blocks will be published. It's not exact, and then, you know, obviously, if someone stops producing content, there's no blocks, but at least if someone's producing consistent amount of content, then you know their block's getting close to, you know, 20 kilobytes, whatever it is, it's going to be published soon. And then you know, well, it's going to be published, how many transactions were there, oh, that's... And then you know officially once they publish it, and then you know, like, that's an input into the difficulty of mining. So yeah, block size limit, question mark? We'll see. And so now we could sort of formalize these mining rules under a tip geared towards the directory of mining, which is second layer in a sense. Protocol or agreement of rules, and you can say, you know, again, resummarizing, person A publishes their block by establishing the time in the block by replacing the, you know, placeholder of X's, then everyone can mine it. So you are a different person, you are mining it by downloading that block, uploading it to your server, taking a hash of it and signing that hash while you establish the time. And we could get into the nitty-gritty of that with tips. Do you need to sign the time? Until now it hasn't been the case. The time was posted but not signed. There's a reason for that, but moving forward. So you post the block, the hash of their block, and sign it, and then the cloud issuer acknowledges that with a cold coins transaction in their own block after making sure you've posted the right block with the right hash and it's your signature and you establish the time. And then you could, in this directory, get into what is the cold coin spending limit, you know, how long do you have to wait before you can spend that. You could get into what types of smart contracts. Well, maybe you don't want to specify which are acceptable and let people do it to their own detriment or not. But now you could do tips based on the directory of mining and sort of isolate that aspect of it out. And also, I think every signature, as mentioned before, is going to need a page now. So mining transactions will be a page which includes the signature, just because everything, every signature is going to have that now. So that's pretty much it. May make sense to have a block size limit. Doesn't need to be a universal one, but maybe each person can experiment and have their own, see how it goes. Just some interesting stuff out of the Dragon's Den, right? The TSN Dragon's Den, just a few interesting dialogues and comments and debates. what was it, the first one was, you know, now that there's a page for each signature, and how I'd mentioned you could back it up with an HTML file, and as long as it's published from your block publishing server and there is a signature, you know, it's valid, and then you could have proof of that by storing a backup of the file over time. So the point made was basically, do you, like right now mining is based around only making blocks redundant. Do you want to make all of the signatures, like the actual pages for the signatures, redundant? And then another person was like, well, do you want to make the files redundant? Like if there's a video file in a page or whatever. So the point is, it was an interesting question. I think the answer is no. We just want the blocks, which have the signatures in them, to be made redundant. Like that's the point of mining. And we want to incentivize a lot of cloud issuance and mining. So that's more data if you included that. But then they kind of said, you know, the HTML files are not a lot. If you're doing all files, like stuff that's referenced there, and people are doing a lot of video and audio, then it could start to add up if you have a big content producer. So you don't want to do that. They can back it up. But their point was, well, maybe it shouldn't just be a block. Maybe it should be all the files involved in mining. So I don't have a great answer for that. I need to look into it more. But for now, I think it's just going to be just the blocks involved. But it's interesting, you know, it's like put out a mining directory tip on that. And we'll flesh it out, but I guess we need the base ones out there first. That was the first one. The other one was just kind of interesting but wacky. Someone was saying, you know, what if you wanted to, what if people, before they even started publishing blocks, wanted to sort of get funding in advance for the services they were going to provide in CloudTrion and all that. And, you know, there were like speculators who thought the cloud was going to actually have a value, which is ridiculous. Well, some value, it should have a non-zero value, but, you know, because if you had like rewards for, you know, someone's Patreon, which is the equivalent of CloudTrion, instead of paying, I guess that's worth something. But anyway, this person's point was like, what if you had someone who wanted to sell their cloud in advance before issuing it? Sounds kind of scammy to me, but they wanted to do, like, instead of an ICO, an initial cloud offering, right? So I guess their smart contract would be in Ethereum for their cloud, and they would let people buy into the smart contract before even issuing their cloud. To me, this is getting carried away, and it's ridiculous. You know, do we want to promote such scamming? But I suppose, you know, no, it's nothing to stop me from preventing someone else from doing that. And I guess it wouldn't be a security. But nonetheless, either way, I'll let other people debate that. Not my idea. Certainly can't prove it, right? Like, you know, kind of like, you know, all these politicians, religious figures, and celebrities, fucking little kids on the dark web, right? Can't prove it's them, right? So, you know, are we having fun with the proof game? And, you know, he didn't break into my home and drug me and psychologically torture me, right? And hack all my devices and accounts, right? Well, different story, because I can't actually prove most of that. Not going to get into that now. Not the time or the place. Having too much fun. So anyway, yeah, just an interesting idea. Could be a security. It depends how you look at it. I'm not a securities lawyer guy. Probably could be if I wanted to be, but definitely not one of those, nor am I condoning it. So, you know, it's your addy, do what you want, but, you know, I didn't send you, just, you know, at your own risk. Lots of young kids graduating college, just waiting to get that, amazing job, you know, going after, their cousin for, you know, reinventing all the advertising fraud and Patreon fraud that's going on. So, you know, be careful. It's kind of the universal math out there. Anyway, I'll just do it like this, right? Because you got to be real clear, you know, just in case... Now, one of those up-and-coming regulators wants to, you know, start investigating my LARP and come after my cartoon character for combining digital signatures in a certain way. You know, how that investigation would start. I don't really know, but my cartoon character states very clearly that clout is just a rewards token, and you know, you shouldn't expect to have any value out of your own clout. And you know, it's like a Meezy Go or one of those tokens that McDonald's was using for rewards points, so there's literally no difference. So you know, put that hat on for a minute if you want to see where what level we're playing at, but let's not act like it's necessary. You know, good luck going after your cartoon characters. All right, that's gonna be it. Peace out, my G's.